Foxy 107, 104, your only station for today's R&B and classic. So coming on Friday, it's the Laugh Mob, the Laugh Comedy Show with Mark Vieira, Roz G, Red Grant, and Rudy Rush gonna be in the house. My Superman comedy man himself. Now, if you was a superhero, Rudy Rush, who would you be, brother?
Oh, man. Now, that's a little difficult right there. You know, I'm a cross between Superman and Batman because I'm from the hood. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I'm kind of chiseled like Superman, but I be doing backstreet things like in the hood like Batman, so...
You'd be selling hubcaps and pop bottles and stuff.
That's it. You know what I'm saying? And some of that kaboom cereal from the wick.
Oh no. You are crazy. You are insane. Rudy Rush is going to be in town along with Mark Vieira, Red Grant, and Roz G. The Laugh Mob is coming to the Carolina Theater June 15th. That is this coming Friday, and you don't want to miss the show. So, man, what have you been up to?
Now, you know, I've been up to a whole bunch. You know, of course, we got the Showtime special that's airing as we speak, so getting a lot of response from that. But I do a whole bunch of other stuff. I actually been traveling around the country doing some shows for the Marines. So I'm on a Marine tour called the Leatherneck Tour. So I've been doing that, working with this literary group called The Moth. And also, you know, I do radio with Doug Banks, legendary Doug Banks and Dede McGuire. So I'm on the air with them afternoons from 3 to 7. And we just getting it in. I'm just doing everything I can do.
So what comedians did you listen to growing up? I know you've worked with Dave Chappelle. You've done some stuff with Jamie Foxx and a host of many others. What comedians did you listen to as you were growing up to perfect your craft?
Now, you know, that's a good question. You know, I actually like, George Carlin and Eddie Murphy and Richard Pryor I thought were great. But when I was coming up in my youth, I thought Martin Lawrence, and I still do to this day, think he's the funniest. I mean, comedic, acting-wise, and just his facial expressions. I steal a lot of his personality in my act. Sometimes it just came out naturally. So he's one of my favorites. But, you know, Seinfeld and some of the other greats, too. I'm just a fan of comedy, period.
Yeah, comedy makes the world go round. You know, as a matter of fact, laughter keeps you healthy. When you laugh, you can get rid of all the frustrations and just basically have a great time. So on the to-do list for our listeners, do they need to bring a box of Depends with them? Because I hear you make people just laugh crazy till, you know, a little drip here and there.
Well, you know what? Actually, all the older chicks that I do date, you know, I actually have a box of Depends handy, you know what I mean? So when we drinking real needy and having a good time, you know, I usually give them some of that. But, yeah, we're going to have a great time. Red Grant is off the chain. Women, if you haven't seen your perspective shown on screen or on a stage, Roz G definitely speaks from a woman's perspective. Mark Vieira's got something for the Latinos. He's a funny brother. He talks about relationships. And I just kind of bring it all together. You know, I'm your host, so I kind of go in and out, and I show y'all, you know, how it's supposed to be done. It's one of the greatest shows in the country, and it's building momentum. So we're excited to come to North Carolina.
We're excited to have you. Any possibility, maybe a hologram of Richard Pryor or Bernie Mac?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Tupac then opened the gate for that. So I don't know. We might have a Red Fox going with Red Grant or something like that. We don't know what to expect. We're going to have a great show.
All right, Rudy Rush in the house going to be with his crew, the Laugh Mob, at the Carolina Theater on Friday. Get your tickets. Any last words you'd like to leave our listeners, Rudy?
Hey, you know what? I'm actually with the high school in the Low Country, so I know all about the Low Country. So we're gonna get it in. We're gonna have a great time. If you thinking about spending that money, spending on a ticket, you will not be disappointed. We're gonna have a fantastic show, and I'm just gonna bring it home. You know, it's like a homecoming for me. So I'm looking forward to having a good time.
All right, we're looking forward to having you. And Rudy Rush, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule, my brother.
Yeah, I got to go to family court, so thank you. I appreciate that.
I got to go to family court. Oh, my goodness.
I got the kid with me for the summer. I might bring her on stage with me this weekend.
So, speaking of fatherhood, how's that changed you as far as being a comedian?
Oh, man, you know what's so funny? Like, you know, also, you get new jokes, but you never think about being a parent until you become one, of course. So I never thought I would be excited to see things like, you know, her use the potty by herself. And I'm like, wow, this is, like, amazing. I get all excited to see stuff in the toilet that I would never want to see from anybody else. But when she does it, it's fantastic. So, you know, that's one of the things about parenthood. You just get all emotional about everything. So it's just fun.
All right, Rudy Rush, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. And we're looking forward to seeing you on Friday at the Carolina Theater.
Jody, thank you. I look forward to seeing you, too. I appreciate the love.